Former President Donald Trump continues to lie about the 2020 election and claim there is evidence of widespread voter fraud. He's now promoting a film on that topic called 2000 Mules, directed by the right-wing commentator Dinesh D'Souza. Now, D'Souza has suggested that the data analysis featured in this film is so airtight that it helps solve the murder of an 8-year-old girl. NPR has found that claim is not true. And it is not the only false or misleading claim from the filmmakers. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach looked into this, and he joins us this morning. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
So this movie called 2000 Mules, first off, what is it about exactly?
Yeah, so Dinesh D'Souza teamed up with a conservative and controversial election group called True the Vote. True the Vote claims they obtained a massive trove of cell phone device data, which can track people's movements. Now, this is the kind of data usually used for targeted advertising. True the Vote claims that the data show a voter fraud conspiracy among left-wing groups, so-called ballot traffickers who are supposedly stuffing drop boxes. Fact-checkers have said the film just does not prove that at all, and there are a lot of holes in the film's analysis. True the Vote and D'Souza dispute that.
So where does this claim about a murder investigation come in?
Yeah, in one scene of this movie, True the Vote claims that they wanted to show just how accurate their analysis is by looking at a murder. They say they examined the killing of Sequoria Turner, an 8-year-old girl who was shot and killed in Atlanta in 2020. So they bought device location data from the time and place of the shooting and claim they actually identified devices that could be the shooters. So here's that scene where Greg Phillips of True the Vote is explaining this all to Dinesh D'Souza.
Each of these devices has a unique device ID, and we turned the bulk of this information over to the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Now, I read, they've arrested two suspects.
They have.
Two suspected gang members will appear in court this morning on charges that include the shooting death of 8-year-old Sequoria Turner.
Huh. Now, supporters of the film have really run with this idea. Here's former President Trump spokesperson Liz Harrington.
I mean, if you go watch 2000 Mules, they solved a murder of a young little girl in Atlanta. I mean, they are heroes.
So you checked that out, and what did you find?
We confirmed that True the Vote played no role in those arrests at all. Zero. State and local police led this investigation. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation told me they never received any information from True the Vote related to this case. An attorney for Sequoria Turner's family told me they had never heard of this data analysis or True the Vote. And when I went to True the Vote myself to ask about this, they said they actually provided this information to the FBI in October 2021, and that was 2 months after prosecutors had already announced the indictments for murder. Now, I also reached out to Dinesh D'Souza for comment, and he did not respond.
Huh. And there are other claims that you looked into, right?
Yeah, D'Souza has also claimed that True the Vote found a bunch of these supposed ballot traffickers were Antifa rioters by supposedly cross-referencing their data with a group that monitors devices at violent protests. The group they cite told me that's impossible. They don't monitor cell phones at all. Greg Phillips of True the Vote separately has also claimed that he did some of the work on this analysis at a high-powered computing center at Mississippi State University. The university, that's false, said Phillips leased space in a separate building near the computing center. He once took a tour of the supercomputers, but he did not work in the computing center. True the Vote acknowledged to me that they got the building wrong.
NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach. Tom, thanks for bringing us this reporting. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rachel.